Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Improved communication between school departments and more mentoring were among the ideas put forward for tackling the hidden problem of within-school variation. In a Talk to Learn debate for the college's leadership network, Sue Thackeray, principal of a federation of schools in Hertfordshire, said creating a culture in which staff felt able to discuss teaching and learning issues openly helped address within-school variation at her old primary school.
We had one meeting a month where the teachers were divided into phase groups, and a volunteer brought an example of one child in their class who was making great progress and one who seemed stuck. For the stuck child, colleagues were asked to discuss what was happening and make suggestions based in their own practice.
Nikki Thomas, one of NCSL's regional leaders for the Leadership Network, described how, during a previous headship, her school used inset days for staff to discuss learning in each individual class.
This raised quite a few variation issues in relation to approaches to phonics, aspects of maths and pupil independence, to name a few. The debate seemed so much more real than the discussion we sometimes had in the staff room. One outcome was a completely revised phonics strategy between FS, Year 1 and 2, and much higher expectations for pupil achievement.
Sally-Ann Stanton said her primary school had tried to ensure everyone had a full understanding of what pupils were expected to achieve.
This was no mean task for a school in an area of high social deprivation and low expectations of some staff, who blame the children and backgrounds for their poor behaviour. Our focus was about ensuring our children were ready to learn and developing a learning policy that pervaded all subject areas and year groups.
Victoria Othick, a curriculum leader at a grammar school and specialist language college in West Yorkshire, said more should be done to capitalise on the skills and knowledge of subject leaders.
One relatively straightforward move would be to provide all new middle leaders with a mentor from the existing middle leadership team within the school. While taking part in the Leading from the Middle course, the time spent discussing difficult issues and hearing about how others had tackled problem areas was invaluable.
Stephen Williamson, head teacher of a community primary school in Rochdale, said that strong leadership was crucial.
At one relatively small school, we're beginning to see less WSV because all teachers are becoming leaders who are able to identify trends and issues as they arise and have the freedom to follow through courses of action which raise standards across the school.
Several contributors felt that differing amounts of time allocated to subjects was a factor in within-school variation. Dean Rowley, head of maths and citizenship at a high school in Suffolk, felt the problem was more specific.
The major problem is one of communication between departments. Good practice is not shared enough due to lack of time to sit down and talk. Secondly, the use of data can lead to a skewed picture among departments, as some use data effectively and some ineffectively.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.